Luke 6:47 hears and does. I want to talk to you about hearing the Word of God and then doing what the Word says. In the book of Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49, we see Jesus speaking about the wise person who built their house upon the rock. This is a very well-known section of Scripture, but I really want us to take a deeper look at these passages together. Let's start in verse 46. Jesus says, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like." Let's pause here and look at that again. Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. Jesus is saying, if you hear and do, this is what you're like. Moving on, verse 48. "He is like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth, without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great." There are a number of places throughout Scripture that describe Jesus as the rock. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, Jesus Christ himself is described as being the chief cornerstone. Thus, the person building a house and laying their foundation on the rock is a picture of building upon Jesus himself. Jesus says, if you hear my words and do them, then you're going to have a rock-solid foundation. In other words, if hard times come your way, it's not going to affect you. You're not going to collapse under the pressure that sometimes the storms of life bring. I believe verse 47 should really motivate us to get the words of Christ down within us, to breathe them in, to meditate upon them, to learn them. Get a Bible that has the words of Christ printed in red ink. Read them out loud so that you hear them, and then do what they say. Look, it's not enough just to hear the word of God and do nothing with what you've heard, but be a doer of the word of God. Let's look at a couple more scriptures together. If you flip to the book of Romans chapter 2 and look at verse 13, the Bible says, "For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified." Paul is saying that it is not enough just to hear, but to do what you hear from the word of God. James also writes something very similar. In James chapter 1, verses 21 through 25, the Bible says, "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror." Verse 24, "For he observes himself, goes away and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." James is saying that if you are a doer of the word, you are going to be blessed. This is obviously confirmation to what Jesus said, that if you hear his word, do what he says, abide in him, then if difficult times come your way, you'll be able to stand and endure through those trials and tribulations. I'm thinking of a palm tree in Florida that is enduring a very severe hurricane. That's what you'll be like. Someone who's not easily tipped over or uprooted. May we be people who draw near to God, who hear what he is saying, and then do what he is doing. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus. Dear Lord, please forgive me of those moments of disobedience. Please help me to be a hearer of the word and then a doer of the word. I want to be securely fixed upon the rock, upon Jesus. Draw me near, Lord, and hold me tight. I praise you. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.